A sprawling sexual harassment scandal cost Fox News chairman Roger Ailes and a group of his associates their jobs. Well, now there's a shadow over the conduct of the channel's newly elevated co-president. That's because of new filings in a lawsuit from suspended Fox News host Andrea Tanteros. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Andrea Tanteros was always memorable on Fox News, an acerbic conservative on such shows as Outnumbered and The Five.
After decades and decades of feminists burning their bras, saying, make more money than men, run over men, have sex like a man, don't let them open the door.
Ailes was paid $40 million to leave after a lawsuit in July uncorked a wave of allegations. Tanteros filed her own lawsuit in August, saying Ailes repeatedly sexually harassed her. She sued his former chief deputy, Bill Shine, and other executives, too. Tanteros' attorney, Judd Burstein.
Fox News and its parent have been trying to peddle a story that the atmosphere and the culture of Fox has changed because Ailes was, in essence, a lone wolf. And that's just simply untrue.
Tanteros alleges she fruitlessly complained in 2015 to Shine, then an executive vice president. Fox paid $20 million to settle Gretchen Carlson's lawsuit, but its lawyers have called Tanteros an opportunist and dismissed her similar allegations. Fox says she only raised questions about Ailes and Shine as the network suspended her this year over a contractual dispute involving her book. But a new sworn affidavit from Tanteros' former therapist states Tanteros first told her of Ailes' unwanted sexual advances in 2014. The therapist, Michelle Birdie, also writes Tanteros confided Shine warned her in 2015 not to cross Ailes, to drop her complaints because he was such a powerful man. Tanteros' attorney, Judd Burstein.
This was not just a question of Roger Ailes privately harassing women in their office. This was a concerted team effort to allow Roger Ailes to be a sexual predator.
Shine was elevated this summer to co-president of Fox News. He is not commenting today. Again, Judd Burstein.
They've replaced the offender with the chief architect of the cover-up. And that's not who should be running the company.
Fox News says the case should be resolved in private binding arbitration because it is at heart a contractual dispute. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.